the Gemara in Yuma, that Peivav, at the end of the sugi in Yuma, you have the sugis of Tshuva. The Gemara there has common memories of Chazal that talk about the Goydel Milas HaTshuva, the mitzvah of Tshuva, the Inyan of Tshuva. There's common memory Chazal over there. Gedoyle Tshuva, she may be Riffus Lo'olam, Gedoyle Tshuva, she magat ad kisei akovoy. Gedoyle Tshuva, she doy chaloyze, she shebatoyra. Aganza, arichas, aganza sugi, was the daf up there, and the sugi of Tshuva. It's interesting that there are seven memories in this Gemara here on Daf Tevav about the Inyan of Tshuva. There's one Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yedzayin. Rosh Hashanah Daf Yedzayin says Gedoyle Tshuva Shemekarav Gzardina Shel Odom. It's not a memory of Egin Tshuva. It's not in this Rishima. It's in Rosh Hashanah. Rav Tzadik explains Al Pidarkoi that there's Taka Achas Vosheva. There's the Sheva memories of Tshuva in the Sukkis in Yuma, because he explains there are 7 days in Aseret Yemei Tshuva besides Yom Kippur itself. And the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, there are the 7 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, which be'emes in the 7 days of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the person has to be misak in every one of the days of the week, copy the whole year. That's the seven members of Tshuva that are in Yuma. Then separately, there's a member of Tshuva in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, and he has a tie to adopt that member over there. That's the Rosh Hashanah Dikadin from Gedoyle Tshuva. And over here are the seven members of the Gedoyle Tshuva, of the sugi of Tshuva in the Masechta Yuma. Achas Vosheva, that's how he spells it there. In the Avodah of Yom Kippur, we have Achas Vosheva. We know, we go through in Musaf, the Avodah of the Karbonis, Sai the Par, and then the Soyer Lashem, the Seder Avodah of the Hazoyah Dam was Achas Vosheva. First in the Kodesh Kadoshim, and then again, Keneged the Parashas, first of the Par, then of the Soyer, a whole Seder Avodah. We count it out even, and it's a whole Hisrakshus of Achas, Achas Va'achas, Achas V'shtayim. What's this Indian of counting out the Achas? Achas V'sheva? Let it be Shmoyna Hazoyas. What's Achas V'sheva? Avad, it's Achas. It's Lamala, Lamata, but what's the Achas V'sheva? In Ramchal states, he touches it off, there are Sheva, the Sheva is, the Sheva spheres, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoy, Malchus, there are seven spheres. Me'aleyem is Bina. And the Achas V'sheva, and the reason we chazur again and again, Achas, Achas V'achas, Achas V'shtayim, every time again Achas, we're bringing the Bina on the seven spheres. Now, we don't understand these in Yonim, aber a little bit with Saber as an Indian. The Sheva is in Teva. Those are the Sheva spheres that are here in Lamata, that are here. Bina is Lamala. What we're doing is we're bringing up Koichas Melamala and we're bringing it down onto the Sheva. Achas V'achas, Achas V'shtayim. That's the Surah Sadvorim. Interesting, that's how the Ramchal explains it. The Gemara in Yuma, that Nunhei, the Gemara in Yuma brings the Machloikis. If why do we say Takas every time again? Achas va'achas, achas v'shtayim. So one man Yoma says, Rebbe Lezer, I think, that it's Tamazik, so you shouldn't make a mistake. You have to keep track. So that you chazur again every time achas. So you shouldn't get confused. And the other man says, no, it's a Xeris HaKosav. He learns it up, chlorin from the Psukim. Until the Gemara learns out, a whole letter of Gemara, until we learn out that it's side by the Par, and side by the Sar, and side Bithnim, and side Bachus, it's always achas v'sheva. It's not Pashin Pul. We look at all the Xeris HaKosav. But it's all Xeris HaKosav. The Gemara says, Nafkamina is, what if you do it, and you didn't say achas v'achas, and you didn't make the mistake, Lamaisa, you kept straight. You counted one, and then you went from one to seven. If it's only Ashilo Yiteh, so you Yiteh. If it's because of Xeris HaKosav, then it's Mamash Xeris HaKosav. Pashtay, that the Ramchal with the whole Asbar is going that it's Xeris HaKosav. The Gemara near Yuma also brings, on Afnun Hey, a Machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Rav Meir says that the way you count it is the way we do it, Haka, achas, achas v'achas, achas v'shtayim, achas v'sholosh. Rav Yehuda says no. It's achas, achas v'achas, shtayim v'achas, sholosh v'achas. So Gemara says, what's the machloikis? So the Gemara, v'loi pligi, marki asrei umarki asrei. Each one did like minig hamokim. There was a different minhagim. That's how the way Rashi explains Flores, different minhagim. V'chayra, according to Ramchal, there's a great in Yonim over here that we're bringing the Bina down to the Shiva spheres of Chagat Nehim. Maybe I would suggest even Lulay Dibri Rashi. So Loi Pligi Marki Asrei Marki Asrei. It's a Shaila and it's people Machlaikis here. Is it Tzuras Advarim that you bring the Achas onto the Sheva or you bring the Sheva onto the Achas? I don't understand the Zinyana, but the Zinyana is Marki Asrei or Marki Asrei. Different Mahalchim in this avoid of Achas v'Sheva. Yeah, we said that the Sheva is taken the 7 days that you have in Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Be'emes there are Aseres Yimei Tshuva, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and there are many in Yonim and Aseres that this forum explained. It's Keneged Aseres HaDibris. Rabbi Yonis Naivishet Barichet goes into that it's Keneged Aseres HaDibris, which would feed there Rosh Hashanah is Malchis, is Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, and Yom Kippur is Loisachmoy, Leman Nechda Me'oishak Yedeinu, and Loisachmoy, Benadim L'chaveiroi. It goes all the way from Anoichi until Loisachmoy. This forum also explains it's Keneged Aseres HaDibris, Keneged the Esther Kedushas. There are various in Yonim and so the Etim Sugidah from the Gemara in Yuma, Sugi of Tshuva. It's the last parak, the end of the Masechta, parak Yom HaKippurim. Be'emes, the Masechta is called Yuma. On Rosh Hashanah, it's called Rosh Hashanah, Sukkah, Masechta Sukkah. The Marashah Bamerch, Mamash in the beginning of the Masechta, it's not called Masechta Yom Kippur, it's called Masechta Yuma. Yuma, he says, is the Oisius Yom Aleph. Yuma is Yom Aleph, because it's one day in the year. It's taka, a special day. It's Yom Aleph. It's a meyuchadik day. That's the hadgosh of Yuma. It's also the oisius Oyoim. It's a day that's Oyoim v'noira. Oyoim is also the oisius of Yuma. But Yom Kippur is Yom Echad. That's the hadgosh of what's called Masechta Yuma. Pasuk says in Bereishis, Vayhi Erev, Vayhi Boiker, Yom Echad. In Medrash states in Bereishis Rabbah, Vayhi Erev Zumaisa Shal Rishoyim. Vayhi Boiker Zumaseim Shal Tzadikim. Yom Echad. You can actually say that Yom Echad is Yom Kippur Tak. When we stell avek, where we're holding, where we're headed, there's the Sorah Lashem, there's the Sorah Lazazel, they're both the same, but they set the Kichitim, they go Kmamish each one in a different gang. That's the Yom Echad over here. The Yom Echad is Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boiker. We differentiate between the Rosh and the Tzadik, we make a clear mark, a chilik. That's this Yom Echad. Yom Kippur is Takah the Yom Echad. The Gemara says also in Yuma that Hasotan. Hasotan is Gematria 364. Because 364 days of the year of the Shnas HaShemesh, the Sotan has Koyech to be Makatrig and to be Makalkal. But not one day. The one day is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, it doesn't have Koyech. Hasotan is Gematria 364. Not Yom Kippur. That's the one day. The emphasis is the Hadgosha. On the same Medrash, Vayerev, Vayvoiker, Yoim Echad. Right, the Medrash says, Vayerev is the Rishoyim, Vayvoiker is the Tzadikim, and the difference is the one day. So the value we said, the Shabbat is Yom Kippur is that day. That's what we sell of it. Who's the Tzadik, who's the Rosh, what do you want to be? But the emphasis is the Gantia, and it's a Vort, and it's a Choshev Yisoy Bechlal. The difference between the Tzadik and the Rosh, between the Vayerev and the Vayvoiker, the difference is one day. Because the Tzadik always says he's going to do it today. And the Rosh always says, tomorrow, but hey, Singanzen, afterwards this, first he's going to get a good night's sleep, but after that, it's mamish. But it's Kesey, Ragansa Levin, Megate Azoy, Shivim Shemoyim Shonim, Megate Azoy, Yoim Echad. Vayi Erev, Vayi Voiker, Yoim Echad. The chilik is that one day, every day. Every day. A person has to nutz ois that day. Every day is a matona, that's why it's called the present. Fashteitach, it's Medatus Oismut. Medatus Oismut. Yeah. This is the Masechta Yuma. You have it, the different memories of Tshuva. One of them is Reb Levi Omer Gedoy L'Tshuva Shemagat Ad Kisei HaKavod. There's a machlokes in the Mefarshim, and the Marshal learns that the Tshuva reaches Kisei HaKavod. You have to know what that means. Sachsvarim Rets talk about that, how Tshuva can get mamish a person to the Darga that he's Korav L'Shechina, it's Magi Ad Kisei HaKavod. In Rabbeinu Chananel states the Faker Tepshat Gedoy L'Tshuva Shemagat Ad Kisei HaKavod, even if the chait that you originally did caused a zah pegam, that it was a pegam of chait that reached to the Kisei HaKavod, even a zah chait, tshuva can be mechaper. So it's a vikuach here, whether if the tshuva is magia to the Kisei HaKavod, or the chait, that even if the chait was magia ad Kisei HaKavod, the chait was quite him azoy fill, a person has to realize no matter where he's holding, what he thinks, there's always a mocking for tshuva, gedoy lo tshuva shemagat ad Kisei HaKavod. Reb Levi brings the makar gedoy l'tshuva shemagat ad kisei hakavod shenemar shuva yisrael ad Hashem aleikecha, which is a pasuk in Tanakh, in Nach, in Novi. The Marsha already asks, why didn't he quote a pasuk in the Torah? V'shafto ad Hashem aleikecha. So the Marsha says, because maybe you would say v'shafto ad Hashem aleikecha means that you're trying to, you want to, but who says it's taka that you metzliach in Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha Yitake, it shows you metzliach. I saw in the Mishnah Yavis, he has an arichas on this. He says a different pshat. He's machalik between Shuvah Mi'av and Shuvah Mi'ur, which is the emes, one of the other members that the Gemara says later. And the way he learns it up in Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha is neschadus that even Shuvah Mi'ur could reach Ad Kisei HaKavod. In B'Shachta the Shem Alekech, the way he learns it up into the Pesukim, there was Shuvah Me'av, the Hadgosh of Reb Levi was that even in Shuvah Me'ira is Magat Ad Kisei HaKavod. The next member in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, G'doy L'Tshuva She'doycha Loisase She'batoyra Ese Doycha Loisase. Which the Loisase? Pashup Shat. Magzir grushasas. That even though the Eibush has sent us away, he takes us back. So g'doy l'tshuva that is doicha the loisa say of magzir grushasas. Friend in the Achroinim, the Mershah, the Kapish Tamarim talks about it. And Yeshua, Asach Achroinim talk about it. Why is it a g'chidish g'doy l'tshuva? Et se doicha loisa say. Taka. That's the klal. So g'in yivomis. Et se doicha loisa say. The essay of tshuva. What's the greisa hadgosh of g'doy l'tshuva? She doicha loisa say shevetoy. How can the rule of that's a doicha loisa say? The emes is, the Rambam shita is, ki yidua, the Rambam holds that there's no mitzvah of tshuva. Tshuva is, if a person wants to do tshuva, here's the seder advar on what you should do, vido, yicharot, v'chule. But there's no essay of tshuva. As long as you do it, it's kamim makairis, as long as the shita is a Rambam. It's a machloikis rishoyin. The Rambam for sure is chaylik, but emes, it has to do with the pshat in the psukim. Ki kare ve'lecha hadover azem ha'oi. Ki ha-mitzvah azoi. The psukim there in Parashat Nitzavim. The Ramban learns it's going on Shuvah. The Rambam learns, other Rishonim, that it's going on Torah. L'shitosoi the Rambam. The Rambam l'shitosoi, because the Rambam is learning that there is no Mrs. Essay of Shuvah, so he learns it's going on Torah. Then it's a tell on the Ramban, because the Ramban learns that it's going on Shuvah. The Gemara says in Erev in Mefurish that it's going on Torah. And this is the greatest smach, it's of Shuvah with Ne'atmoi, that Shuvah Me'ava is Geboit of Torah. It's not Zaitah. Shuvah Me'ava is Geboit of Torah. So it's not a stira. But Akoponim, if Shuvah is not a mitzvah essay, so then it's good. G'doy l'shuvah, that even though it's not an essay, it's doy chaloysa shevetoyr. But if it's an essay, so what's the chiddush? So Rabbi Kveger, and the Pnei Yeshua, this is Negei, and the Sugis in Yevamis, they say, the chiddush that you say essay doy chaloysa for two different people. The Marshal, they talk about the kasha, the concept by Yivam is always essay doy chaloysa say. By every Yivam, the Ishisah, and by Chavilavim, there's a Musak of essay doy chaloysa say. And there's a big shy with the mitzvah of Yivam is only on the man, only on the Yavam, or it's also on the Yavam. And the Achrayim handle it. And there's Makaris, Lakana, Lakana. But if it's a mitzvah only on him, what's her heter to be either Eishes Ach or Chavilavim? There's ethi of one person, Doicha the Loisa say, of another person. And that's the Chiddush over here. That Gedoy Lachuvah should Doicha Loisa say, that ethi the Chad is Doicha Lav the Idoch. That's the Adgosha that they wanted to say as Atzad, because it's tomorrow, Rabbi Kveger. The Kabbalist Tamarim himself wants to say a new mahalach. He wants to say a different shah in the sugya. G'doy l'tshuva sh'doycha loisa sh'batayra. It doesn't mean the loisa say of machzir grushasa. The Eibushter never sent us again. The pasuk says he didn't send us. Eiv de sefer krisus imachem. So what's the iser? It's an iser of eshesish shazinsa. Akert. Kalai Yisrael did a beirus. It's a mezanat hachas baila. Over there, it's a loisa say and an essay. Ein essay doicha loisa say ve'essay. It's not machzir grushasai. It's soita. And shetish is in. And over there, it's an essay chiddush gedoy l'tshuva shedoicha loisa say ve. It doesn't say that in the Gemara, but that's what the Kabbalist tomorrow wants to say. Gedoy l'tshuva that doicha loisa say ve'essay. Now, shtelta nekasha, I saw that some soifer shtelta on this. L'chayra, ein shetish is only osir l'bayla, she was nazana v'rotsoy. Avad, we will be'oynis, Klal Yisrael is be'oynis. The oinus of the Yetzihara, it's not our fault, it's an oinus! Mechaira! If it's Machzir Rishos, it's good, but if it's Eishas Ishas Insa, it's only when it's Barotan, and I also was Ba'oinus, Amsoi Yitzroi, Emphit the Chassam Soifer, it breaks down the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kaddish Baruch was a coin. Coin is also the Ba'ilah, even if it's Zinsa Ba'oinus. Now the Kasha is, when it, by Aishas coin, that's also when it's Ba'oinus, over there it's only a lab. There it's not a loisa saying on essay. If you don't understand, you will. I bezoi, it's back shvech. So what's the chiddush of G'doy L'tshuva? Shedoich a loisa se shevatoira, L'chaira, it's the regular rule of essay doich a loisa se. The Maisa, if you learn that there is a mitzvah essay of tshuva, Paran the Kasha from Rav Ber, Rav Ber in Birta Shmuel, in Gittin, there's a few Samanim on the Yonim of Tshuva. He has a shtel. Lav ha-nitik le-essay. Why do you ever get malchus on any lav? Every lav in the Torah is nitik le-essay. If you learn Tshuva as an essay, so it's always a lav ha-nitik le-essay. Why is it ever malchus? Kol terukula. It's a lav ha-nitik le-essay. It's a ganz mahalachur. The Gemara also is machalik between tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'yira. The Gemara says tshuva me'ava is doinus nasin zchuyus. The averus that you did turn even into mitzvahs. Tshuva me'yira is doinus nasin shkobis. If you do the famous chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah shin samach dal and yitzuzay for ufreis. The Gemara already says that there's a chiddush between tshuva me'ava and tshuva meyira. That's mavur in the Gemara. But we know that the Gemara says that tshuva not only always helps. Sometimes you need also yisurin. Sometimes you need also yom kippur. Sometimes you also need the mavest. There's different madregas. There's dalit chaluki kapara chay v'lavin chay v'krisus chay v'sizbezin agan tzarichus. Zok the minchas chinuch. All of that is only by tshuva meyira. But tshuva me'ava. Minei yubei zok the pivaltas zdoinis nasin zchuyos. About this doinus nasan schuyos, so tshuva me'ava, right away avada, the tshuva itself works. It doesn't need to come onto yisurim and moves. And I'm a supik. The minchas chinuch, there's a klal by ben adam lechaveroi, achi yiratis chaveroi. And it's ma'akim in the tshuva. What? Tshuva me'ava overrides that? No, avada, you still need the tnai of achi yiratis. No, so maybe there's a tnai of yisurim and markin. And the minchas chinuch says, it's right. He says, how could you need yisurim? It already turned into schuyos. There's a Seder Advarim, and for certain Averis it needs even if you sur in the Markin, and then it will turn into Schuyis. But he's sparring off. He's the Mechas Chinuch. The Baal says that it's going to be Nasim Schuyis. Must be that there's no rule. It's automatically Nasim Schuyis. Mesufkani in the Mechas Chinuch. Even Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem, it says, Gordifel. Oh, but Shuvah Me'avi, even on that. Where's the cutoff one? Where's the gather of this Mechas Chinuch? Oh, but the Emes is, as I said, not only does state in the Mechas Chinuch a cloud. That there's a bezunder of mechayiv tshuva me'ava. There's a bezunder of dargin tshuva me'ava. I'm sorry that it doesn't have those chalukei kapara. Now I wanted to tell too. Maybe the pasuk says, "Ki vayoyim azeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem l'snei Hashem titoru." And in Rabbeinu Yoyin's mavur on this pasuk, we say it on Yom Kippur, it's a bezunder chiyuv on Yom Kippur of tahara. Now again, like the Rambam. This tahara is not a mitzvah, because like the Rambam, even tshuva is not a mitzvah. So right, everything that it says is always what's going to happen, not that it's a mitzvah. But like the Rabbeinu Yonah, like those who show them, there's a mitzvah of tshuva. There's a bazundar of mitzvah of titoru on Yom Kippur. And there's a shtel in Achrayim. What's this bazundar of mechayiv of titoru? There's a din of tshuva against you. Or what's the bazundar of mechayiv of titoru that's mechayiv you on Yom Kippur? So I don't want to say that it's a chiyuv to do tshuva on all of your averus. The rest of the year, tshuva even the mikzas on a chelik of the averus, the eches, the kamas. Yom Kippur is a mechayiv to do it on everything. Chiddush. I want to declare, maybe, like the Minchas Chinuch, Savar, maybe this Tataru is Mechayiv in Tshuva Me'ava. Because we know the Minchas Chinuch spells the back, that Tshuva Me'ava has a different gather, what a Tuzoif. It's able to Tuoif, even Klape Mises Bezdin, Krisus, that normally have other Ikuvim. Maybe Yom Kippur Taka is a Bezunder Mechayiv Taka to have that kind of Tshuva. It's not Grad, it's a Bezunder Mechayiv to have that kind of Tshuva. Now, on one hand, tshuva, there's a whole Seder Hadvarim, the 20 Shlavim, it's a whole Mahalach. But on the other hand, we know there are Makoyim that about the tshuva can happen in a second. First of all, you have the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mentes, Harayat Makodeshesli, Almanas, Shanitzad Gomor. Even if he's a Rosh Gomor, we're saying Makoyshish for the Kedushin, Shema Hira B'tshuva. Hira b'tshuva, but that second he was mahara b'tshuva. That's enough. It's enough to wait that he's in ganzen asad the gomer. Now stop. It's a shvera gomer there. Why do you need that he was mahara b'tshuva? Let's say he wasn't mahara b'tshuva, but he'll do tshuva afterwards, a week after the chasana, after the shelva. Tshuva is oikirut l'mafreya. So b'shaiti when he made the kedushin, he was asad the gomer. הרי מקודש למנה שאין הלכן לדור והוי עולה לדור ואחר כך שימי התורס נדור התורס נדור עיקר הנדל למפרה מקודשת, סוגים קדוש נו, תשובה אוסו הרי זה צד הגמר, and the Gemara doesn't say that the Gemara says that it's because the hero tshuva that he did by say rega so I'm going to say no it's first not tzad the gomer it takes you a various way up and F is something that, I don't know it's scary to say why do you need to come on to the Lama Freya it's interesting the Kotel of Maitre says that on that gemara he says baklal it's really good voice of chosin moichon layakol avinoisot he has a shtel that the Raman says you need to be makadosh b'fnei edim if you're not makadosh b'fnei edim it's not makudeshes and he says well then if the edim are possible if you're makadosh b'fnei edim that are shoyim Ain't no kudeshes. Vada ain't no kudeshes. Practice the kasha. But vada ain't no kudeshes. Shema hira b'tshuva. Adayim you have to chosim. Adayim you have to chosim. Shema hira b'tshuva. Choshen la kedusha. Hamekadosh isha b'tnei edim rishoyim. Why vada ain't no kudeshes? Cheshina shema hira b'tshuva. Why only on the chosim? So the kasha said it's because the chosim has the clear of this shema hira. It only works because the chosim might want to have a noisa. So Echem Devach Tacharif, if the two Edom happen to also be two guys that got married that day, they also have the Chosim Chom Yosef, so then Neila, without that, it's not only on the Chosim Chom Yosef, Abak Oponim. You see that Tshuva, from the Gemara, it's very figured out now, but you see that the Tshuva Kataka be, on one end of the whole Avoid and the whole Seder, but the Etzem Mitzneh, the Etzem turnaround, can happen in a second. And for whatever reason, we didn't answer the Kasha. It doesn't work with the Mafreya, different than by Nedor. It follows that there's already Tshuva there now, there's already tshuva there now. Here are the tshuva. Mitzachin is the whole avoid of the tshuva. Maybe with the menchus chinuch, the etzem here it could be with tshuva me'aved breaks through everything. I don't know. But state that yechayish is the zametzias of here are the tshuva. It's also a first in the Rambam. There's a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin. Demis, it's a shver zat ba'om shalom of the sugi there. The Rambam. There's two Rambams, one after the other, and l'chayir it looks like he's saying the same thing twice. You have to know. It's lost for the oil. That's an upline of these two Rambam. But listen to Psal Hadgosh Aloshin. Rambam Hilchos Tshuva Perek Zayin Halachavov Gedoy LaTshuva Shemekarevet Es HaAdam L'Shchina Shenem Ashuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Olikecha Tshuva Mekarevet Es HaRachaitim. And here's the Hadgosh that the Rambam spells it. Emesh yesterday Hoyezeh Sonoy Lefnei Amokim Meshukit Meruchik Tayeva V'Hayoy. A day later Hayoy Hayoy Yom Kippur or any day when a person decides Nesoy Levi. The tshuva, who oh v'nechmad v'karei v'yedid, mad. One day, emesh ayah the sonoim meshukis meruchis te'eva v'hayoyim who oh v'nechmad v'karei v'yedid. Now the next halacha again a whole arichas, but again emesh hoyez the muvdul me'Hashem alikei Yisro v'hayoyim who muzbuk b'shchina shenemar v'atem advekim Hashem alikeichem. I don't know where you see in that pasuk it's talking about a guy with the tshuva. V'atem advekim Hashem alikeichem. You have to know what the two dinim here is of it. Both Rambam it is an emesh. And a hayon, there's a mapecha that happens in a day. Noch a Rambam, you have the Rambam and Noch a Shuvah Paragimel. Asach Redden of them, the Rambam explains that the Rosha and the Tzadik and the Beinoni, that there's some Shuvahs for the Beinoni. So the Gemara says by the Beinoni, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the Beinoni is tluyim v'oimdim. Zocha, if he's zoicha, then he's going to be nechta v'chaim. If he's not zoicha, chas v'shalom paker. How are you zoicha? Doesn't say in the Gemara. In Rambam states, Rabbi Nachman also, the Rambam like Rabbi Nachman in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, he has to do tshuva, and that's a shtel. It's not a crime asking. Why does he have to do tshuva? Why does the person have to do tshuva? Let him do another mitzvah. He's a Beinoni. He's a mechza al mechza. By Rosh Hashanah he was a mechza al mechza. One more mitzvah will tip the scale. And the Rambam says this. In Rambam state that you should do tshuva. And the Achrayim still on this Rambam Asach Redden of them. Why Dafkin you do tshuva? So the Emek Bracha says because it's already Tav Shanayim Beis. It's already a new year. It's not going to help to do one more mitzvah on last year's Cheshbon because Rosh Hashanah even for the Beinoni that he's pulling behind him. It's already a new year. Another mitzvah is not going to help. You need to do tshuva, which we said is oikel l'mafreya. For some application, it didn't work. The tshuva works l'mafreya. The tshuva is l'mafreya. Mashenke, doing another mitzvah won't help. Rav Itzla, if you do, Rav Itzla says, the famous Mahalach and Kosh Be'or and this Rambam, He says, because the Baal that says, Dirshu Hashem di Motzei Kiru B'yesei Karoi, a person that doesn't do tshuva, in a Seresame tshuva, it's Azah Chutzpah, Azah Merida, Azah Veira, Azah Avla, that even doing a lot of mitzvahs is not going to tip the scale. The Etzem Avla of not doing tshuva. The Etzem Avla of not doing tshuva. That's the big Avla, they're not doing tshuva. You can still see, the Pasuk says, in Yirmiyah, Hinani nishpais oischa al omram loicha tasi. The Eibishter says, I'm going to give you a mishpat because you're saying loicha tasi. So I saw in Nesiv Shalom, he goes, Baruch, it's the same gang as the Kohen Gadol, Mamash, Shneim, Dibru, the same, each one his, with his signon, but it's the same word. He says, Alosh, and he says, Meila gaidir aveiris lehibit oven biyakev. Is the Eibishter benishkokin after this? But a person with indifference, with chutzpah says, loicha tasi, I'm beseyed it. That already is no. Hinani nishpait oischa al omram loicha tasi. After zogan echad nishkiz in again, I didn't do aveiris, that's already a taina. Person's maskim, lehibit oven biyakev, the Eibishter. I'm not saying Kodesh Baruch Hu vatsarin, but this is a zugang also of rachamim, lehibit oven biyakev. Or by insisting, loicha tasi, that's already too much. The aseret in a tshuva, father's after to do tshuva, because the not doing tshuva is a hamada of a merida that omram loicha tasi. B'doy mulazera, we shall see the kotzer says pshat, the pasuk in the toichacha. Tachas asher lo yavartas Hashem aleikecha b'simcha v'tavlegev, there's many pshatim, but the kotzer says it with a different meaning. Tachas asher lo yavartas Hashem aleikecha, b'emet it's already in the grace of Avli, you weren't over this Hashem. Ava meila. Of b'simcha v'tavlegev, this that's the freedom of mensh. A kret, a gevein, don't be so happy with yourself. Ava lo yavartas, and also b'simcha v'tavlegev, that already is a taina. That's the mechayev of tshuva. I want to declare, I want to tell so back. We talked before, when Yonah said there's a bezunder rechiv of titaru. Besides the regular din of tshuva agantiyah, there's a din of titaru. We said various mahalchim, mechayev tshuva on all the averis, mechayev tshuva me'ava. Evshe dot alayim, like this mahalach. The mechayev of dirshu shemdi mosei creates a bezunder mechayev of tshuva. It's talking under a mass of a bezunder mechayev of tshuva. But if that's the shtel, why do you have to do dafka tshuva? Why can't you just do another mitzvah? The emphasis in going statement is the yediyah. The Bira Agro brings down in Hilchos Yom Kippur in Tafresh Beis. The Ramah brings down that the minig is not to do kiddush levana till after Yom Kippur. And the Agro brings because it's a makar from a sechta soifrim, because the person is besimcha. The baskal is yoytei ichlul besimcha. You should do the mitzvah kiddush levana besimcha. But the going brings. But some say yeshayim know it's better to do kiddush levana before Yom Kippur. So you'll have one extra mitzvah to be machriya the kaf. State on the going, taka that mitzvah is also not like another. That davka to do kiddush levana before, say that, what to do, that, say that, the Ramos says not, the going is learning that taka tshuva could also, a mitzvah also, kiddush levana, could also tip the scale. The Rambam was, we were medayik, that's what we're telling, that you need davka tshuva. Now that's the same as kasham, the Olam heard me handle the other times, this issue, that why the Rambam said the person has to do tshuva davka in a certain mitzvah, the beinani, why can he tip the scale with a mitzvah? And we said the various malchim, it's already a new year, it's a big avla. But there's a preliminary kasha, the lecha mishnah's kasha, the lecha mishnah has this kasha also, but the lecha mishnah phrase nocha kasha. Why mechlal the beinani has to do anything? He's mechzal mechzal. Nu, vashis, he's mechzal mechzal. Sofis nefashis lohasa. Mata chesed. What's wrong with mechzal mechzal? Why should the passage of the mechzal mechzal bichlal be l'rach? So Be'emetet Lecha Mishnah says in one line the same terrace as Rabbi Tzula, the Koich Bior. He says, no, he didn't do tshuva, that's a big avla. Now Rabbi Tzula said it even sharper, that not doing tshuva is going to be such an avla that it's, even if you do 20 more mitzvahs, it's a problem. And Be'emetet Emet Bracha, who says the other terrace, that it's a new year, he also brings this terrace. He says, some want to say it's a very big avera. He says, but how can you say that? What if I'll do a lot of mitzvahs? Still can tip this guy. Mitzvah was explaining, no, it's not a question of commas over here. It's the merida, not the one. Is the evidence of the Lecha Mishnah already says the word? But on his kasha. Why bechalal the beinani has to do anything? Let them glide him with the mechzal mechzal. So the Lecha Mishnah says the avul of not doing the tshuva. I heard a pshat clapping the Lecha Mishnah's kasha. A pshat clapping the Lecha Mishnah's kasha, very nice. His kasha was mechzal mechzal, sofet nefashis lahakal. What's the pshat sofik nefashis lahakol? Because the same way that din the person is muchzik on his money, a person is muchzik on his cheskes mamon, a person is cheskes on himself. You have a shayla of a person is mechuyev, sofik nefashis lahakol, a person is muchzik on his nefesh. When it comes to Yom Nerom, it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it comes to Yom Kippur, the emes, the person we spoke about the other time, the person is holding by zero. Kedavim ukharashim tefakim glasech, a person is holding by zero. I, we know, the mashal, a person was nigzaran to live 70, 80, 100, 120 years. Shatan that is, when it was avad, that person has a nigzaran and a pechilo, how long he's supposed to live. That's what he has in his bank account, in his life savings account. His life savings account. That's what he has there. He was given a lot in 70, 80, 120 years. But every year he has to get a check. And Rosh Hashanah, we write him out another check for another year. He has to take it out. He has to, not withdraw. What's the, he's up with it. No, withdraw. He has to take out. He has to take out another year. No, that is the sign of Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim, nechtofim l'chaim. Rishoy, l'mav. Beinani, tluim v'oimim. The Beinani's mesa mesa. He doesn't have chesa chazaka on himself. Alzel nadonim. Alzel nadonim. He needs to have the roi. Normally we say Sabak in the Pashal Hakal, a person is muksik on his money, he's muksik on his goof, he's muksik on his nephew, he's muksik. So to be mafkir from that, you have to go again. But if he hit a carriage, I'll then move on to Donim. We're writing out the check for one more year, which he already has in his account. Bainan and Tluyim Voind. Tluyim Voind. The ultimate of Artist said he's already hanging. He's already hanging. The noose is already on him. He's hanging. Look, we have to decide. There's no chazaka. This is not a teret of sich. Aflecha Mishnah, so under a tzugang to the Yom Neiram. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that even someone who a gamsior is not makpid on pat palterin during Aseres he made tshuva, he used to be makpid. Brought down in Shulchan Aruch, the Makar from the Rosh. What's the inyan in this hanhoga? The poor, the Ramad bringing down over here. Makar Shema Yerushalmi already. What's the Indian? Who are you fooling? Moitzi Yom Kippur, you're already going to go back to Pas Palterin. So what's the Sanhaga? So one shot is the Dirshu Hashem be motzei kerubi yisikarev is mechayev a different anhaga. It's mechayev you to act differently, but there's a few ways to say it. In Kelm, the nusach was there was a mashal. A person had to always clean up the garbage in front of his house, and if there was zebel in front of the house, he would get a knas. And there was a person who didn't care. And there was a lot of zebel, and the policeman was coming to give knasas. And he's sitting in his house. I took garnish. So they told him, at least go out, start, show him that you're selling tzu. Maybe the knas will be less. Stop to sit there indifferently. Omram loy chatosi. Hinan nishmai doy chal. Omram loy chatosi. You have to at least show that you're trying to sit there indifferently and bechlal not to it. I heard a different shot though, a mushel. You know, a person we said. He said with Rami before, Emesh, he was rochit from Hashem today, he's korek to Hashem in the second Rambam. During the year, Megay bites sometimes. Tshuva is to come back close to the Rabbanu Shlomo. Kepshuta, a mussel. Person's on a ship that goes out from the shore and it goes 10 miles out to sea. But then he comes back. Then again, he goes 10 miles out and he comes back. Does it a dozen times. Say, maximum, he's 10 miles out. If he doesn't go back, then after 20, 30 times, he's mitten yam. He's mamish. He's all with legami. We come back. The Abrams is a matana gedoyla once a year, but we come back. Nachamal bait, but we come back. There's a big difference. But the person that took short excursions out and comes back, then the person who's mamish is mitten yam and he's all with legami. Another kinesh, it's meshach shaychit to this. Is the Rashi in Parshas Emor says Lahazir Gedoylam Alaktanim. Emor Vemarta Lahazir Gedoylam Alaktanim. I heard a pshat. Parshas the older Kayhanim should be mad at the younger one. It Lahazir is a lesson of shining up, to shine up, Zohar, to be shined up. Lahazir Gedoylam Alaktanim. The big days shine up on the small days. We're asking again. We're holding in the shtel. What's the shtel of this Yerushalmi that a person shouldn't eat pastalter and seres mitzvah? He knows he's going to eat it the rest of the year. There's a musik of lahazir gedoylam alaktanim. Dahainu. A person gets a blitz taka during the Yom Neiron. Taka, Madrega, he goes high, he gets close to the Rabbanu Shlomo. sometimes in a cold, wintry day, in the middle of Shabbat, not exactly where he was holding. But he remembers, and it shines up, Lahadir Gedoylim Alaktanim. He comes back to shore with the other muscle. The big days of Yom HaNeroyim are supposed to shine up. We're supposed to use them for Delek for the whole year. Lahadir Gedoylim Alaktanim. Now, a lot of times, Yom Kippur, a person has to go very high. A lot of times, there's Nefilas afterwards. You know, a few days later, Sukkot in the middle, the oil was busy with Dalad Minim. I remember 2 years ago, I was in a shul on Chol HaMoed, and I saw someone had lit for Yom Kippur a 7-day, you know, they light candles Yom Kippur, someone had lit a 7-day candle, not a 1-day candle. And I said, you know, Yom Kippur was like a million years ago. The candle was still burning. It's Meshach Shaykh, it's Mamish, it's a few days later. And then it's a Hemshach. Ki Yadua, Ni'ila, the spitz of Yom Kippur. What happens after that? We lock ourselves into the Sukkah. We're noyal ourselves with the Shechina. The Sukkah, Kol HaShivas Yom, is one Chesed of Ni'ila. Mefashlostach Tazaman with the Rabbanish Lodom. Moshe Lamad Avadoyme, of a father. Rav Shimshon Pinkus used to say this Moshe. A father that takes his kin to the Dalad Minim Shuk, and the kid gets lost, and the kid is looking for his father, Tata, and the father saying, Eifo Yotele, and Mizuch, and finally he finds him, Yotele, Tata, they meet each other, and then the father says, now you hold on to my hand tight, Shelo Yotele, Yotele, come because Yotele, and stick to me, don't get lost. Yom Kippur, a Yid, Trefzach back with the Rabbi Nishleilam. The Indian of the Sukkot is taka to keep that keshet. Now, a lot of times the people fall. I want to be modest to this Nakuda, because Yom Kippur is Kulay Neshama. Yom Kippur is the Chamisha Inuyim, which it's not Inuyim like Tisha B'Av, that for sadness. We're supposed to feel like a malach. It's not, don't say hungry, not only, it's not the Nakuda. It's not the same Inuyim as Tisha B'Av. It's to feel Hecher. So it's taka Kulay Neshama. But then the rest of the year, you know, we go back to, I don't want to say to reality, but we go back to, we're back down here. That's why there's nefilas. That's what Sukkot, we put what we got, Yom Kippur, Ruchnistik, we put it into Mitzvah's Gashmi. We want to keep it. We want to hold on to it. Now, there are days in between. There are the 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. But that's also Meshach Shaychi. Sukkot, we say, is Rishon L'Cheshbon Avayis. The Olam is busy with Dalad Minim until then. In Sfarim state, because Hechsher Mitzvah is more than a Mitzvah Alein. When you're holding Sukkot, the Mitzvah Alein, then it's Rishon L'Cheshbon Avayis. But the 4 days between is Hechsher Mitzvah, you're preparing. That's Kulay Kaidish, that's before Rishon L'Cheshbon Avayis. Hechsher Mitzvah, Yosem Mitzvah, Chedushim. Aber, those days in between, say idea. It's brought down that we don't say Tachnun on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So the Goyim says, there's Lemes Estirin Goyim, the Talach is brought down in two places. In Tof Reish Chav Dalid, right before Hilchos Sukkot, between the Simen between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And also in Hilchos Tachnun, that we don't say Tachnun on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. And there's a stira in the Bir HaGro, why we don't say Tachnun on these days. In one place he says, because it was the Shivas Yomim that Shloimeh HaMelech made a Chanukas Habayis. Shivas Yomim v'Shiva Yomim. They ate on Yom Kippur that year. They made the Chanukas Beis HaMikdash, first 7 days of the Simchas Beis HaMikdash, and straight into the 7 days of Sukkot. So that's why we don't say Tachnun on the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's one halach the Gro says. And Tzorachim, because Ches Tishrei, today is Ches Tishrei, we say Tachnun. Why? Like this mahalach, that Shlomo Melech 7 days, the 7 days start on Ches Tishrei. That's in Bechlal, I have a shayla always. On Ches Tishrei by Mincha, we say Tachnun. Mechayra, tomorrow is the Yontif Erev Yom Kippur. And it's a machloikis apoiskin. If the mitzvah achilas erev Yom Kippur, we're going off the topic of it. If mitzvah achilas erev Yom Kippur starts by day or only by night, it's nishvah. I don't have time for it, but it's a big tumult. There's a whole arichas on them, and we're showing them already. Rashi and Ksubis, and this person can talk about it whether it's night or the day. If it starts already by the night, then the mincha before is also you don't say tachan the mincha before you don't start. If it only starts by day, maybe. But if it starts by night, those are my two kashas, my ches tishrei kashas. Like the Goyim's reason we shouldn't say Tachnun even in the morning because it's the first of the 7 days of Shlomo HaMelech. Like the if Erev Yom Kippur starts at night, not only by day, then Ches Tishrei also we shouldn't say Tachnun by Mincha. Tzorachi and Vaisois that the Utsma of Aseres Mechuvah, which Father Ziyah Vina Malkeinu Tachnun, is more powerful than that. That's the Ches Tishrei. Oh, but Sirik Tzu under Indian, there's another Goyin. The Goyin says, another reason why we don't say Tachnan during the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, Mishum Sheyomim Elu Hei Mikfas Kimo Yom Kippur. It's a Yom Tif Mikfas Kimo Yom Kippur. It's Meshach Shaychet Yom Kippur. I said these are Vigorgor Hoichet days that after we go to Ne'ilah, and like we said, Ne'ilah is straight a continuation into the Ne'ilah of the Sukkot. The days in between also are Nisht Lazalvu, but after the Kach Aloshin of a Goyin, it's Mikfas Hem Kimo Yom Kippur. I want to start too. We said earlier the Gemara in Yuma. Hasoton is Gematria 364. Except one day, the Yoin Echo, that Yom Kippur the Sotan is not Shoilet. So in the Ein Yaakov, I saw he had the Kasha. My mother's Ha Hasoton is 364. Sotan! Sotan is 359, but Hasoton. Hasoton. He says, yeah, that pack extra head. Those are the days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. They're also Mixas Kamo Yom Kippur. They're also Mixas Sotan is not Makatri. Sukkot is Rishon Lechesh Ben Avonis. Those days in between. About it is the Etzem Yom Kippur Alein. Hasoton is there are 364 days that a little bit of Sotan is there, but so take off the head. Sotan Mamish, that's only 359. Yeah, it's Wafa, yeah, Wafa, yeah, yeah, basically. That's what he said. Over Akoponim, the Sotan, yeah? Akoponim, that's these greater days, so we're coming to the Taki Yom Echad, the Yuma, the Yom Echad, and then into the Yomim Shein Mixas, Kemo Yom Kippur, straight into the Fashlachim, then into the Sukkot, which Fashtetich, we go, and everyone knows that the whole Talich of the whole Asyam Niram is to get to Shemini Atzeres, to Simchas Torah, to Atar Reis Ladas. So one their hair. We said before that there's Yom Echad. Vayi'erev, vayi'voker, Yom Echad. So we said either the Yom Echad is Yom Kippur Alein, where a person decides if he's going to be a Tzaddik or a Rasha. Vayi'erev is Zur Rishoyim, vayi'voker is a Tzaddikim, Yom Echad. But we said no, it's also every day. Because every day a person has to realize, today, not tomorrow. The Rasha says tomorrow. The Tzaddik says Hayoyim. I was clearing, Hargosha. You know, it says, the Inyan of Shemini Atzeres is the Rabbanu Shalom says, Ikfu Alai Yom Echad. And everyone asks, it's not for now, it's the whole Shemini Atzeres. What's the Ikfu Alai Yom Echad? Invite them one more day, and then what? What's the grace of Rebbe of the Ikfal Ayyam Echad? So clear, that's the Ikfal Ayyam Echad. That we stella vek, taka, yoy necha, we're going to do it today. We're not going to push it off. We're going to taka stella vek. So I'm going to taka to the Atar Reis Ladas.